Hey everybody, Vicki Fitch here, your direct sales expert, coming to you live from sunny Southern California. I am also the host of Vicki Fitch Live, A Fresh Perspective. I am super excited. You have no idea how long I have been waiting to have this guest on the show. I've been asking and asking since way back in the day. I am super excited. If you guys haven't seen the information I've been sending out, my guest today is Nazim Beltran. He is an Italian lifestyle blogger. Don't you just want to like fly over to Italy just when you hear yourself say that? Like, he's an Italian lifestyle blogger. So those of you guys who are downloading this podcast on iTunes and Stitcher, you definitely want to check out episode 39 of Vicki Fitch Live, A Fresh Perspective on my website at VickiFitch.com. Hit the Vicki Fitch Live tab on YouTube, here on Facebook, lots of different options. But without any further ado, let me please introduce my friend, Nazim Beltran. Nazim, how are
Good
you, sweetheart?
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, here it is not morning. I know it's 3:30 a.m. there. Oh my gosh. It's so crazy. I so appreciate you being here. In a minute, the monitor will turn on back here so we can see that you are live, but I can see you over here on my iPad.
I'm very happy to be invited. Even if it's so early, I put two alarm clocks just in case.
I love that. I know. I was saying to you earlier, it's like, wouldn't it be a real bummer to be the first guest that didn't show up for the show?
You'd have like a bookshelf.
And I'd be like, hey, everybody, I'm Nazim. I love Italy. What do you do for it? Probably would not. It would not really represent your style and who you really are.
No, but I'm super happy that you invited me. I know months ago when we were talking about it, I said, okay, it's 4 in the morning. I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. But since we are over in Milan, Italy, so, you know, it's not sunny. It's dark outside.
Well, even just hearing that, you're in Milan, Italy. I think I just want to fly over just for that, too.
I always send out a due invitation to you for the last past years. And you keep saying, yeah, but you got to give me a gig over there.
Well, you know, that's the way us speakers do it. We got to get a speaking gig over there. I mean, if I'm coming over, I'm going to find you. I will hunt you down. I will stalk you. I will find you. But until then, you know, you get that. That's the beauty of being a speaker, right? Is that we get paid to go on vacation, which that's one of the great things about what I do for a living, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to kind of dive into a couple of things. I start out with some easy things. Let's see. And by the way, we better say hi to our guests. April is in the house. Nazim is actually here too. You guys can correspond with him on there. Melanie Weiser's here. Jeremy, thanks for showing up, sweetheart. Appreciate you. Barb is in the house. Tish is in the house. Oh,
hi,
I appreciate that. And she says, I wouldn't miss our dear friend Nazim. She just wouldn't even miss you, right?
Yeah, she follows us on Casa Chiesi quite intensively, which is great. And I really appreciate that.
Well,
number one fans.
She's your super fan. Tish, are you the super fan girlfriend? Melanie wants to know if the show is long enough. Will they see the Italian sunrise?
No.
No.
It might have at 5 in the morning. It might happen.
Well, there you go.
At least today you won't catch me on a train because I'm usually going down to the coast on a train about this time sometimes, but not today.
Well, we certainly appreciate you here. I see Nikki's in the house. Tish says, yes, she is your super fan. So let's dive into a couple things here. And by the way, guys, if you haven't already, do me a favor and share this out. We are going to have a giveaway on today's broadcast, just so you know. So make sure you share this out here on Facebook. And then I'm going to give you a little link in a minute that you guys got to share out on Twitter so we can give you the opportunity to win a free gift. Okay. So first of all, again, I told you he's an Italian lifestyle blogger. Don't you just want to like, you know what I have to tell you before I go into my questions. When I hear that, I think of sitting on a patio, beautiful patio, like typing my next blog post with the sunrise and my coffee. And I like, gosh, I so want to go over to Milan.
A glass of Prosecco also just in case.
Yes, I might have to try that when I was there. I might be forced to just because, you know, just because I was there. But so here's your question. I just want to know, what's your favorite holiday? What is your favorite holiday?
Wow. I would have to say Thanksgiving, which we do celebrate here with my American friends who live here. And I typically go down to Bologna to do that. But from the Italian point of view, it's got to be Christmas. I like Italian Christmases.
Do you I know because I'm Italian that I remember Old Befana. Do you guys did the kids there believe in Old Befana?
See, the Old Befana, which is the witch. I even put up a sock just to get, you know, try to get some candies. And, you know, at 57, I'm like, hey, what is he doing putting the sock up?
Right. What's up? Yeah. Somebody gonna fill that with something, right?
Exactly. I usually get coal. No, now, that's untrue.
If you're a bad boy, I can see where that would happen, right? Maybe it's food products. Maybe it's ham and boiled eggs. And,
exactly. No, and this, you know, if you're bad, they give you sugar candy in the shape of coal and they put it inside the sock.
My kids would be like, hey, it's sugar. Sugar, sugar, I'm in. whatever it takes to get the candy. Exactly. I see Stacy DiPolo from GoDaddy in the house. Melissa Reyes is here. Ms. Meliz, how are you, girls? Good to see you. And she says, hi, Nazim. They are super excited that you are here, my friend. They're really excited.
Great.
So really quick, we want to tell them how they can get in the giveaway. I need you guys to grab the link from here because you guys know we use TweetDraw, which is competition agency. I need you to grab the link for this broadcast, share it out on Twitter using the hashtag VFL, right? Vicky Fitch Live 0531. You can see it right there on the screen. VFL 0531. That is the hashtag you're going to use today. Grab this broadcast real quick. Share it out because we want all of our friends that are on Twitter and Facebook to know Nazim is in the house live right now so they can come in and visit as well. We're super excited about that. Again, VFL 0531. This is for the live viewers only. I apologize to you guys who downloaded the podcast. This particular drawing is for the live viewers only. But we do appreciate you guys. And again, this is episode 39 of Vicky Fitch Live Fresh Perspective with Italian lifestyle blogger, Nazim Beltran. And he's got so much more that you guys are going to hear about who he is and his life, etc. And I have Doc Nally in the house. Doc Muscles, really. You know, we call him Doc Nally, Doc Muscles, Adam Nally. I personally call him the chat box king because the guy throws out one-liners like you cannot believe. He's also from our Blab days, right, Nazim?
That's right. Yeah, I met him also in Blab.
Yes. Oh, he is a great guy. Leland is in the house, and he says, Leland. I agree with Stacy.
My buddy Leland.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure Leland's been in my show since we've been here on Facebook Live, so I'm certain that you are the draw, brother. I'm sure. And Stacy says she finally made it here. Hard to figure out the video link from the event page. Maybe make a graphic pointing to the video link sidebar. Okay, and she invited some friends. Thanks, Stacy. We will continue to work on that. People do have trouble, so I'm always up for great suggestions. Tamiko is in the house as well. Adam's here saying hello. Tamiko says, are we sharing on Twitter? Facebook on Twitter with the lettering. You want to share it on Twitter. You can share it both, but you want to share it on Twitter if you want in the contest. So VFL 0531, Vicky Fitch Live, and the date 0531. Okay, so that's if you grab that there. Thank you so much, Randall, for putting that back up. You guys tweet this, grab this broadcast link and share it out so people can come and see Nazim. Okay. So, and Zeph Zan in the house, man, we getting everybody back over here. We getting all our Blab buddies in the house. So, okay. So Nazim, also are going to really fast because, you know, we love community. Like we're talking about our Blab community and we loved our Blab community. You guys, if you were live and you were a Blabber, put a 5 in the chat box, just put a 5 in there saying, we loved our Blab community, right? Nazim's up here with the 5. Like we're high-fiving because we totally loved Blab. And so community is really important. So if you guys want to be part of a community, I'd love for you to join the Entrepreneurial Rockstars, which is my Facebook group. We're going to put a little link up here, but go to VickyFitch.com, hit the freebies tab, and you can actually join here. You can also go to VickyFitch.com/biz, and it will give you an opportunity to join that. There's another 30-day challenge we're talking about later. You can join. There's information there. So you can click some buttons on what your interest levels are, but VickyFitch.com/biz or VickyFitch.com/freebies. So definitely join. And normally we have a rock star of the week, but she happens to be sick today. She will be joining us next week. And that's Miss Tamara Thompson. We will talk about her later. And then one last thing before I dive in and start tearing through Nazim's life is that we have the 30-day lash boost challenge going with one of our sponsors, which is Jill Elliott from myrnf.com. So it's jillelliott.myrnf.com. 30-day lash boost challenge next week.
I will be posting naked eyeball pictures of myself on the air right here so you can see the difference in the 30 days. We'll also be doing a 60-day and a 90-day shot to show you, but we were doing a 30-day last boost challenge, and we hope that you will be there. I heard Barb is in the house as well. I think she was already here. Barb was one of our blabbers. Leland's a blabber. Melissa's a blabber. Lots and lots of cool, cool stuff. So, guys, we appreciate you. So now here we go. Nazim. Who are you? Like, I've just been pumping you up as Mr. Lifestyle, you know, Italian lifestyle blogger, and we're all feeling kind of jealous right now. Want to go get a glass of wine and go hang out somewhere. But tell us who you are. Where did you grow up? How many people in your family? Give us a little bit of background.
Sure, sure. I was born in Caracas, Venezuela.
Venezuela. Look at him.
Yeah, I know. And my mother is Turkish. That's why the name Nazim. My father was from Barcelona. And they got divorced when I was really young, at 6 years old. And my mom moved to New York. So I was brought up in New York as a kid. Then I went down to Miami, did my university down in Miami. Worked there for quite a long time until I met my wife, Betty, at a party. She's a makeup artist. She was there in Miami doing some fashion work. I fell in love. So she tried to...
She said,
well, let me give the States a try. So she tried Miami for a couple of years, but most of her work was based here in Europe. So I decided to move to Italy back in 1992. Aww. And that's
so
why.
Romantic. This is so romantic. I fell in love with my beauty queen. And we stayed here for a while, but she was drawn home and we went back to Italy. And now you are an Italian lifestyle blogger, plus, 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 you know, because I just love saying that. So I just totally appreciate the fact that you're allowing me to continue.
So I'm based in Milan, Italy, which is fashion capital of the world, as in my opinion. And about 2.5 years ago, my wife and myself, we looked at each other and we said, well, you know, we love Italy so much. Why don't we start blogging about Italy from a point of view of a couple, middle-aged couple like we are living in Italy. And we have a daughter who's 22 years old. And that's, you know, that's what we're all about. And in fact, a lot of people think they're like, oh, he sounds American to be an Italian. And I was like, so... I'm not an Italian citizen, but I just love Italy.
But you look Italian, which is funny, right? Because you totally look Italian, and yet you're Turkish, and did you say your mom was Venezuelan, or you just?
No. I was born in Venezuela. That was just a chance thing. Yeah.
It's like Venezuela. You describe yourself in one of the things that I read as a nomad. Like you were, you just were all over, right? So tell us about that. You were just like a wander man, right?
I was, well, you know, sometimes people say that divorces are bad, but in my case, the divorce of my parents gave me the opportunity to travel quite a lot around the world. And I'm very happy about that. But I have to say that Italy is, I would say, it's kind of home for me right now. I don't see myself going back to the States after, you know, 29 years here. And I keep inviting people over. I want everybody to come and visit.
I'm coming. I am coming. So if you guys are listening to this, because I'm sure Nazim shared this out with his people who are still sleeping right now, but when they wake up and they catch the replay, if you need a speaker in Italy, especially anywhere near Milan, I'm your girl. Just so you know, I'm totally your girl. I will rock your audience, and we will do a live stream and a live event right there from Italy, right, Nazim?
Yeah. Well, we have a person in common that we're friends with. Mia Voss was over here. For her birthday. She had her 50th birthday here over here, and we spent a good week together just showing, you know, and then she traveled to the rest of Italy. But when she was in Milan, she stayed with us, and then she went down to Camogli, and we did a couple of live stuff back in the day, you know, 2-3 years ago roughly.
I love Mia. And we're going to talk about her too, because I am a Mia Voss fan. You know, I call her my MBA, that I've had her, both her and Courtney on Vicky Fitch Live. And,
I got to meet Courtney. I heard she's a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is another plug. We're just going to kind of stack this one in here really quick, that you need to be at Social Media Day Denver in a few weeks. Mia is going to be there. Courtney's going to be there. Brian Kramer is going to be there. I'm going to be there. Joel Kahn, Kim Garst, Leslie Nance, Aaron Sell. I mean, this is the rock star lineup of the universe, and people that you already want to meet, because you haven't met me yet in person, IRL. You need to give me a hug and bring Betty, because we love her already and we don't even know her.
We've seen her videos. I've seen her videos.
Yeah. Right now she's down in Bologna and she's out of town for fashion shoots, which is good because that way I can do the show without her coming out and say, what are you doing up at 4 a.m?
Well, and you guys, if you guys don't know, yeah, it's around 4 a.m. there in Italy. And his wife is off in a hotel, but his daughter happens to be there in the house. She decided to come home last night. So he's talking very quiet. He has very sexy voice.
I'm being a little bit more subdued than usual. Yeah, in fact, my daughter before, she's like, I got to find my mom's earplugs. I know she has earplugs somewhere.
I love it. I love it. You're so precious, Nazim. So, you know, you said you went to Florida. You met your wife at a party in Florida, yes. Right? Yeah. And so, like, how did you land her anyway? Because she's like a hot mama and she's, you know, she is, she's also was in the fashion industry at the time. Was she a makeup artist or was she actually in
she's always been a makeup. She's always been a makeup artist for the last 32 years.
I love it.
We met at the party. And the funny thing is that I was very impressed with her and she was kind of acting cool. Like she wasn't impressed with me. But then we had a common friend who was kind of trying to do the matchmaking thing. So we eventually went out. I invited her out and then we started going out. But then she gave me a little detail that I did not know about. She said, you know, I have a boyfriend back in Milan. Well, that's the end of that. You know, it's nice meeting you because I didn't want to. So I told her, listen, it's better that we, you know, call this off. So she flew back to Milan crying on the plane.
You broke her heart before
And when she arrived in Milan, the boyfriend picked her up, looked at her in the face and went, you met somebody in Miami.
No way.
We're finished. So then she called me the next day and she said, I got some news for you. My boyfriend dumped me. And I was right there. I was like, okay.
Did you fly over?
I flew over.
Romantic story. I love this. Do you guys love, put a one in the chat box if you love this. Put a one in the chat box if you love that. I want a movie. Who wants to make a movie out of this?
You know what's funny about it? I was working in an architecture studio in Miami and we had a major deadline on the next Tuesday. And I sat down with my boss, the principal of the firm, and I said, listen, I have a situation. And he looks at me and goes, well, is it serious? And I told him the whole story. And he said, okay, you can go, but you better be back here by Friday when we do the second submittal. So I went for 3 days.
Get out. Yeah. Okay. See, that's so romantic. I would marry you too. Look, Stacy DiPolo, Melissa, Tish, Melanie, they all, Moses says docudrama. I love it. And Leland says, Nazim, the romancer. Yeah, you are. And look, he landed the girl. She landed hot mama. He sent her off crying and then he ends up landing her. This is a movie. I want to play her, but I'm too old probably, but you know, I could try.
It's a very nice story. I like it. And then after that, you know, and this year is our 25th wedding anniversary.
What are you going to do?
We're going to Portugal in August. Yeah. We're going to take 10 days and go to Portugal. Never been to Portugal.
How Lisbon. Wonderful. Is that like on her bucket list?
Yeah.
I love it. Isn't he great? Oh my gosh, I love it. Leland says that too. They're all over you. And then let's see. Melissa wants to know when you're coming to LA. She says, when you're coming, because see, now I get him first, Melissa. Maybe she probably wants you on her show. I get him first, girlfriend, but you can have him after. You could totally have him after.
I'm seriously due for a trip to New York. Because
New York is not LA, just so you know, it's across the continent. I mean, it's across, it's across our continent. So just like, really? Oh yeah. Let me just wave at you while you're over in New York. You need to come further.
I know.
Don't stop there.
You know what? I'm always tempted of coming over for some sort of social media show or something like that, you know? So basically.
Well, wait.
But my problem is that work-wise, it's very difficult for me to get away from work here. Very difficult.
I can understand that. Yeah. Well, what if we could set it up where you could like work on the plane? Well, we're going to talk about your work in a minute, but I'm still thinking Social Media Day Denver. It's midway. You're going a little past New York. I'm coming out from California.
No, that would be great. I could stay at Mia's also, I'm pretty sure.
Hello. We'll just, you could crash at Joel's too. I'm just giving you permission real quick.
No, but Joel's always playing video games.
I know he's playing. I know he's playing right now. Those of you who don't know, Nazim was trying to go and see Joel's. He was going to go see Joel's scope instead of getting on mine where I'm promoting our show because Joel's playing Overwatch.
Yes.
Probably with my children. I think he plays with my kids. I'm not
really
sure. He may not know those are my kids, but Zach knows Joel. Joel and Zach know each other, and Zach, that's not his name on there. So, oh, Stacy DePolis says, if you go, she's going. Nazim.
Oh, okay.
You're a draw, brother. You are a draw. And yeah, Melissa says she gets you seconds. She's okay with that. That's a good thing, right?
That is a good thing. And yeah.
Stacy's showing us Joel is still playing. So Joel is just, you know, this is the Joel Com was always able. I called him the King Blabjacker because he used to jack my blabs. This is like him jacking the blab and he's not even in the room and he's jacking the blab.
Via Periscope.
I love it. I see Miss Erin Sell in the house. Erin, put a one up in the chat box and say hey, hey to everybody. If you guys haven't got your tickets yet for Social Media Day Denver, you can definitely message Erin there, but go to socialmediadaydenver.com and I'm going to put a link up in a minute anyways. But just since we see her in the house and we're talking about Joel, who's going to be there and everybody, I see Candy Saki is here.
Candy.
Right?
Candy's Candy. Watching in Japan.
Yeah, Candy Girl is here. Candy's going to be on the show too one of these days. She's going to be. Yeah,
she's phenomenal.
Right? I know.
I love her periscopes from Japan. They're phenomenal.
She is wonderful, isn't she? I mean, we're so lucky. Yeah. Did you say, thanks, Melissa. Anyway, Leland says something deserves a fit slap, although I'm reading the comments from behind, so I'm not exactly sure what that's referring to, but I love it. And Melissa says she's a lifestyle blogger. I think I should get him first. Oh, Melissa, back off, girlfriend. Don't be trying to steal my man right now. My man guest. Oh, I love it. You dropped Joel to come here. Tish is the bomb.com. It's not because of me. It was because of Nazim, but I'm so okay with it. It's okay. Just as long as you come and share it out, hit the share button. People, do yourselves a favor. Do Nazim a favor. Share that button. Right? Make sure you share it out, especially when people have difficulty getting here. If you can share, they get here faster and easier. Okay. So we talked about how you landed Betty, right? We talked about your flying back over to Italy. There's a whole, you know, I'd love to know what, you know, what's your favorite part of that story of this start? Because we're going to transition into more current stuff in a minute, but you have such a romantic story. Like, what's your favorite part of, was it because that you were like the hero and flew back over to Italy and saved the girl? Is it because she married you? Is it because you get to tell the story now? Or is it the pie or something she baked you? What's the...
I think it was basically love at first sight for me. She says that for her it was a little bit, she thought it was one of these Latin guys from Miami trying to trick her and marry her for her money or something like that.
Well,
but then afterwards she was, I mean, I think she did. She fell in love too. And, you know, and then the funny thing is she moved to Miami. She decided, you know, we can't have a long distance relationship because it's very difficult. The phone bills were at the time were quite expensive. No internet. And so what she did is she moved over to Miami and after that I proposed marriage relatively fast.
Did you know? Well, how long?
That was about 3-4 months after we met.
Holy Toledo.
Yeah, that kind of blew her away also. She was like, are you kidding me? And then I flew back. I told her parents. And then we got married on the beach, on South Beach, with about 12 people. And it was a great wedding. And then, you know, immediately after that, I decided to quit my job, which was, you know, I'd been working in an architectural firm for 22 years, which is kind of, my boss was really nice about it. He said, you know, if you ever want to come back, you can come back. And I moved to Italy, which was, you know, I knew Spanish very well. So picking up on Italian was, you know, I was able to do that. But the first 5 months here was rough because I was doing all these interviews. And since my background was in CAD animation and computer animation and project management for, you know, architectural firms, a lot of the firms were like, oh, you know, this is great, but we're just starting to use computers. There's nothing big here. So we were ready to move back to Miami.
Wow. Right
before I moved back to Miami, I did an interview down in Genoa. And luckily, the firm was looking for an American architect who had a background in CAD and to design cruise ships. So I started.
Oh, please. Like, this is a movie. Why has one not been made? This is like, nobody would believe it. It's almost too good to be true. want to marry you. That's, I'm not trying to steal him, Betty. I promise. I've been married over 20 years myself.
You're already married, Betty. Okay.
I know, but I just mean the story is so romantic. I am a hopeless romantic. Has anybody, did you know that about me? I am a complete hopeless romantic.
So what happened after that, I joined the firm, this firm, which I am still working with up to this day. I'm on a consultant basis. And then in 1995, I opened my digital agency in Milan, Park Media. And there I was quite lucky that the first project that I was able to get was developing the website for Versace, the fashion company.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
What? Let's see, my first job was for Versace. Yeah, just a little fish in the sea, but you know, whatever.
And then, so parallel, I have these two businesses. I basically do consulting for the firm down in Genoa, and right now we're working on the Virgin Voyages ships for Richard Branson. We've done all the princess ships.
I'm rolling my eyes real quick, just for those of you on the podcast. Like, can his life get any more picturesque? Wait, I am marrying you, or wait. I'm pretty sure that you need someone to come out and definitely test out the ships. I know Mia has to come, so I will come and do that. I'll do some live streams. I mean, somebody's got to do it, and I'm willing to take one for the team. I'm just saying, I'm just willing to.
You still have to wait 3 more years in 2020. No, yeah, 3 more in 2020. The first ship's going to be ready.
Okay, well, I'll register that now, but I'm sure they have some other ships they need testing, because I could be really meticulous and picky and tell them what's wrong. I could tell them the food's not right, or the band needs, or, you know, I could really help with that, because I know they need that. And the masseuses, I will definitely check out them. Nah, she's a little heavy-handed. I will take one for the team, I'm telling you. I mean, I'll be there. And right? I mean, who else would offer this?
I'm involved in the designing of the ship and all that, and project management and all that stuff. Not in getting the
masseuses. Don't burst my bubble. Stop bursting my bubble. What is wrong with you? I thought you were the hopeless romantic. Now you've shattered my bubble. This is, I don't know. I'm having an issue for a moment. Well, Nazim, I'm going to do a quick piece from one of the sponsors to remind you guys that right now, today's May 31st. Tomorrow is June 1st. It is the first day of June, a chance and an opportunity for you guys to kick your business into gear. We always do a 30-day challenge with Natalie Lussier in January and in June, and this is your chance. Right now, you guys can go to vickyfitch.com/biz. Click the little mark that you want to join us on the 30-day challenge. Natalie's giving away some gifts. I'm giving away some gifts. And this is the way you build your list. If you guys have a business, put a one in the chat box, right? This is the way to build your list. Again, go to vickyfitch.com/biz. Join us for the 30-day list building challenge with Natalie Lussier. And I guarantee if you follow the instructions, you will build your business and build your brand over that 30-day period. Again, I'll be giving out some prizes. She'll be giving out some prizes. And while you're there at vickyfitch.com and you click /biz and you click that button, also click the one for the Entrepreneurial Rockstars. We'll kick you into there as well. And that way you can continue with other people that are doing the challenge, asking your questions, figuring out about your business and your brand. And we'll try and help you kind of get right. So the second half of the year, you can bust loose, which is what, like, let's face it, Nazim didn't have to do that. His life has been pretty picturesque. It just kind of everything floats into place. Versace. I don't know. I'm still amazed by that. I see Carlos Gill is in the house. Welcome. Appreciate that. And Candy's telling us it's already June 1st for her in Japan. So we appreciate that. But here, you can join now. It'll still be the first. You can join right now, Candy. Join us on that 30-day list building challenge. All right. So let's go back to you. And so, Nazim, we've been talking a little bit about what you do, but tell us a little bit more about what you actually do. You are an architect on cruise ships. You have multiple businesses going on. Tell us a little bit about that background, what you're doing, and where your heart is really for long-term entrepreneurship.
Well, right now I'm concentrating on Park Media, which is our digital agency, which we are now going into the world of proximity marketing, apps, beacon, Internet of Things. Clients are starting to get involved in that over here. So that is kind of like the last trend that we're looking at. And in regards to my personal business, the agency here in Milan, we're continuing down in Genoa, which is where the office is for the architectural studio that designs the cruise ships. Mm-hmm. They were currently involved with the Virgin Voyages ships. And the first one that we're building for Richard Branson, which will be based in Florida, and we'll be doing the Caribbean circuit, is due to be, we're halfway through the process of design and coordination on that ship.
Is there anything special about that ship that you can tell us? Like, you nothing you can say or nothing special?
Nope, I have an NDA on it. And I
cannot. So there is something special. So if we wanted to, we could totally make a bunch of stuff up right now and pretend that was it. But we won't, just because somebody might try to attach that with Nazim and get him in trouble. And we don't want his picture perfect life going down the hill with Richard Branson. That would totally stink. But that is so exciting that you're involved in that. And then, you know, tell us about this digital, the agency that you created. Why did you create it? And how does it feel to be a trailblazer there in Italy, as, you know, we're going to talk about your
life? Well, yeah, the thing behind Park Media, which was created in 1995, was the fact that when I joined the firm down in for cruise ship design in 1992, I got involved in doing the first Grand Princess for Princess Cruises. Uh-huh. That was the first ship that I was involved in. And then there was another ship after that. But I always thought in the back of my mind that maybe the cruise ship industry would eventually dry up somehow, because, you know, how many boats can there be in the ocean being built and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And since I had a background in programming and I dabbled a little bit in programming, I decided to get involved with a partner at the time in doing the first web pages. You know, those gray ones in Netscape where you just had a couple of pictures. And
way like back that. In the day.
Way yeah. back in the day. Isn't uh-huh. it? And we had the chance of doing a presentation for a local newspaper in Milan, and they were quite impressed. But the big thing that really helped us was landing the Versace website.
First account, no less. Yeah.
And then right once you do a project like that, and right now we're involved with a lot of, we've done Brioni, with Brioni, we've done a lot of Bolfi, which is another kitchen company, a very big kitchen company in Italy, and Living Divani. So we're very happy, and we have a great relationship with our clients.
Oh, I'm certain the way you treat people with dignity and respect, the way you always kind of bring them into the fold, I'm certain that your clients absolutely adore you. You know, and we have a few comments here that I loved. Let's see. Stacy said she's still hoping to go to Social Media Day Denver, which we hope she does. But Candy says she met you on Blab. Nazim, she cried on the flight home. Love at first sight, buddy. Like, he's totally giving you big props there. And and let's see. Tish says Nazim's story needs to be on the Hallmark Channel. And I completely agree, because that is such a story. Although they have to throw a wrench into your life besides the crying on the way home, because it's too perfect. We need, you know, we need some drama. There has to be drama where Nazim's a jerk and he's mean and drops her back off of the airport. I know, but there has to be. There's got to be. You got to bring me up and drop me down so you can carry me back up. It's awesome. Because you can't just make it totally perfect. Even
no, you're right.
Umbrella, right? She lost her shoe.
Shout out to Carlos Hill. I think he joined because I met him in London at Snap App, and that was a great guy. We had a nice conversation while we were.
Wonderful. Well, Carlos was here. Hopefully he's still here, and we appreciate you, Carlos. As a matter of fact, Carlos has to be on the show here one of these days.
Yeah,
and he says, Nazim, ¿qué pasa? So Beth Granger in the house, Ross Brand, the Superman. Yes. Ross Brand is here.
Oh, I love Ross.
Did you see him doing all this stuff with the Never Settle Show with Mario Armstrong?
Yes, that was kudos to the Never Settle Show and Mario Armstrong also. And Ross was heavily involved with that. And Ross is like, you know, he is for live streaming, he's like the guru, the Bible of, you know, he's always been promoting all. He's been a huge fan of Kazakiezi. I was on his show, which was great. And I enjoyed being interviewed by Ross. He's a, just like you, he's a fantastic interviewer.
Oh, nice save. That was a good save, really. Because when I find out I've been asking you for so long and you were on Ross's show first, if I didn't love Ross so much, I might be jealous. I'm good. And there it is. You just heard Nazim, because we're talking about what he does and what he's done for a living and, you know, how he's expanded things and is a trailblazer. I have botched up the name Kazakiezi about 100 times. I know, because I just heard you say it. So that's why I was like, Kiezi, because I want to chuck.
It's not an easy name. And the funny thing is, when we started Kazakiezi in 2014 in the summer, I kept saying to my wife, are you sure about this? And she says, it's my house, and that's the way it's going to be, because it's her last name. And she was like, my okay, whatever you say.
I love it. I have got, we have to get Betty on the show. Put a one in the chat box if you guys want Betty on the show. Yeah. And Beth says, is this Facebook Live with, I don't know what you mean by that, Beth, but I know you know you're here live and we love you. You're awesome. Ross says he's looking forward to meeting Stacy. Leland said she got it. Yeah. And Maggie is here. Welcome to the broadcast, Maggie. Maggie, we appreciate you. And those of you guys who've downloaded the podcast here. Yes. What's that? What did you say?
Is that Maggie Unzueta? Maggie Unzueta?
Yes, it is. I'm glad you said that so I didn't have to hack up that name like I did Chiesi, that I called Chiesi. It's like the kucha. Kucha.
Yeah, Maggie's a friend from the Google Plus days.
Oh my goodness. Well, and like Mia, right? Mia Voss is one of your BFFs from the Google Plus days. Yeah. I think she's actually on your website under the Google Plus, and people are going, Google Plus, what's that?
What was kind of like America right? Online. What was it? What was that?
Wait, and you've got mail. Oh my gosh. Oh, I love it. Okay. So again, you guys, if you're live, if you have not shared out the broadcast yet, please do that for us and grab the link and put it out on Twitter for us as well. And use the hashtag VFL for Vicky Fitch Live 0531 because it's today's date. VFL 0531. And we have a prize that we are going to be giving out at the end of the show. So again, grab the link for us, share it out on Twitter. We want people to come check out Nazim. He is awesome. And we want him to feel welcome, happy, and content. Okay, great. So anyway, well, I will skip that. I don't think we need that part going on, Stacy. So we'll figure that out in a little bit. But you guys, this is an amazing opportunity. We are going to be talking about what people do behind the scenes. We talked about, you know, some of the things that Nazim does, but we also want to know what Betty does. You guys heard that she's a makeup artist, but she's been in some pretty fancy places. She's been in some pretty cool stuff. And then we're going to transition into some of the stuff that they're currently doing. So Nazim, tell us a little bit about Betty.
Betty's a makeup artist since she studied at the Academy of Brera Art School. She wanted to be a painter. But as she finished the art school back in the day, she realized that, you know, painting is kind of like, it's a profession that's quite difficult. So she decided to study makeup and she became a makeup artist. And she has been involved in, you know, quite a lot of big projects with Armani, Missoni, all the big fashion houses at the time. She also currently teaches makeup at a fashion school here in Milan. And apart from that, when she did, right before we did Casa Chiesi, she wrote a cookbook. And it's a cookbook with stories, which is the cover we just noticed on the giveaway. Mm-hmm. And that's a photo of her and our daughter, Zoe. And that's a self-published book that we did back about roughly 10 years ago. It's a great book. I'm biased.
Yeah.
And so that's Betty, you know, she's involved in, and she travels quite a lot. Before she used to travel, she was constantly. Now it's like, she tries to be more based in Milan. In fact, Casa Chiesi suffers a little bit of the fact that, you know, we have consistency, but then there's periods where we have to really, our work takes us a little bit away from the project. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we do live streams like Belly, the city Belly, which is from the center of each city, that we do on a monthly basis. We're going to Bergamo pretty soon. So there's parts inside of Casa Chiesi that she's very heavily involved with and she writes about. She does most of the writing. I do writing, but she's the one that does most of the writing. Along with, I do a lot of the articles, but she does specific ones that are related to, because we look at Italy from the point of view of not necessarily, we look at kind of like the back ends of Italy and the places that people don't typically go to.
Well, you know, I got to, you know, as we're talking about this, I got to look at your website. And first of all, it's beautiful. But the photography, who took those pictures? Are those your photos?
Okay. The photographs on the website, they're mixed. But originally, they're from Tosca Radigonda, which is a very close friend of ours, who, by the way, is indirectly involved in having gotten us together in Miami at the time. She's a very well-known photographer of children's, she specializes in children, but at the time she was doing fashion and she came out and did the photographs on the book. And then after that, she also has done some photography on the website for us. So,
okay. Well, I just had a brainstorm because I need some new headshots. So I can't think of a better place. I need to come out to Italy. Betty can do my makeup. I'm sure Versace could provide me a few items of clothing. And then we'll have your photographer friend take photos. Now,
she's in Austin. She's in Austin, Texas. But she'll
come over with me. Shut up. No, stop bursting over. My bubble.
She comes over every year to be with us.
I think I fit in her suitcase. Oh, guess what? We have Brian Kramer in the house, J.S. Gilbert in the house. We've got Beth Granger here, Jane Jovic. I mean, seriously, everybody is coming to see you tonight.
Now, great. Hello, Brian. It's nice seeing Brian here, and also J.S. I love that J.S. is here and everybody else.
Don't you miss them? I mean, you guys this is like a little blab fest. Adam Nally's here. He says we're all going to come to Italy for headshots. I love it.
Wait till I tell my wife.
Yeah. Me and her will be BFFs. It'll be fast. Like, I'll beg her. If she doesn't want to be my BFF, I'll just say, please.
Well, you know what? If there is a show that Mia did back in, we did it on Google Plus, if I'm not mistaken, in which... Uh-huh. She got a makeover by Betty. Did a whole makeup or thing with her, also with a hairstylist, which she works with a lot. So that you can find that on an old episode of Mia Connect.
Oh, I mean, seriously, this is, you have such a lovely life. Like, I love hearing about it. And like I said, I know nobody's life is perfect, but I love hearing about it. I love your attitude. You're always so energetic and you're always smiling and you're always contributing to everybody. Honestly, yeah. It's such a pleasure.
Thank you. I consider myself blessed. The fact that moving to a foreign country sometimes cannot be easy.
Sure.
And but the Italy for me is tops. I miss my friends in the States. I miss a couple of things about Miami, but I think Italy, the pace of life, the way of life here is suits me perfectly.
Yeah, we'll see. And that's wonderful. And look, I see Mr. Tim McVeigh is here too. So we have Japan, Australia, Italy. Tim,
yeah.
Let's see, who else do we have? We have other countries. Put your country in the chat box, you guys. But for those of you who are still here, and share this out. I mean, honestly, and Adam says coming to Italy for headshot, that's a tax write-off, right? Oh, completely, Adam. That is 100% a tax. Plus, but do not forget the live streaming opportunities, because, you know, let's face it. And I could do a podcast live from there. You know, and I'm pretty sure I need my doctor, right? You should come, Adam. And, you know, because I've become a diva all of a sudden. I must travel with my medical.
That happens when you come to Italy.
It's automatic diva bill. I got it. Oh my gosh. Leland, it's no problem. But those of you guys who don't know, the show is produced by Stacy Lynn and Randall Harp of Chapel Hill Media. Stacy Lynn's also with Bible News Radio. They are doing a rocking good job behind the scenes here. Randall is pretty exceptional about identifying cues, popping things back up. I mean, I set up an agenda, but he still rolls with it and pops things in. They're really an amazing team. So thank you guys so much for them. They are rock stars. Yes, coming to you live from Catonia. That's right, Adam. I love it. So let's see, have there been any epic adventures of you and Betty, like, that you can share that Betty won't, you know, shoot you? Like, I'm talking epic. I'm not just talking about, cause your life's so freaking perfect, we want to smack you, but do you have any epic adventures? Like, something you want to share with us and tell us, like, the nitty gritty, like, oh, this happened.
I have a story, but I don't know if I can tell.
Oh, then we totally want to hear it. You guys put a 5 in the chat box if you want to hear it. 5, 5, tell them 5, 5, 5, 5, 5. Don't tell your mama.
No, this was during our honeymoon. We were up on the coast in Florida, and we went to a hotel, and I forgot to put the sign "Do Not Disturb" on the door. So this guy walks in and he opens the door.
Room?
Yeah, and we were in the middle of
something, you
know, and he goes, "Oh my goodness!
Oh my goodness!"
And then afterwards, he served us lunch down at the buffet area. So it was kind of embarrassing.
He's like, oh, I recognize you. Wait. Okay. Yeah, I recognize you. Oh, my gosh.
That was pretty funny. Betty was laughing all the way through.
See, Betty's a trooper. I'm not a bit. cringing. I don't know. And Leland and Tim and Melanie and Tish, they all said they wanted to hear it. And Beth and Leland's like, whoa, the fact that Betty can roll with that. Because guys, you guys can typically roll with that a little better than us. Like, we usually are a little bit more modest than the boys. I'm not saying all boys, but you know, so that's really, you know, that's really cool that she can roll with it. Love it. I love you guys are like perfect. Hallmark Channel, here we come. Who knows somebody from Hallmark Channel? We need this has got to be produced. This movie needs to happen. These two are like a perfect little love story. So let's kind of venture into live streaming a little bit. You guys were doing videos before really live streaming came out, but right on your website, I looked and you got stuff from there like 2014. Did you start live streaming as, you know, like Periscope and Meerkat came out, or what is it that started you? Were you videotaping before and putting those up? Were you videotaping strictly on like Google Plus? Tell us about how this whole live portion came into play.
Well, we decided to go straight on Google Plus and do the live streams on mobile. At the time, Betty and me were looking at the way we wanted our blog to be. We decided that the most interesting thing would be to show people stuff live outside. So we did a mixed combination. Sometimes we would do interviews from this location, interviewing people around the world regarding Italy. And for example, we had Tosca, the photographer, was mentioned, and she was talking about her experience in Italy. We had friends of ours in Brazil who is Brazilian, who's married to an Italian lady that cooks in Brazil in her house and teaches people how Italian cooking. So we had a little bit of that. But then we also mixed it up with going out on location. And the first big one that we did on Google Plus was we went to the top of the church in Milan, the Duomo, and we did from the top of the church. And we had Chef Dennis and Mia Voss help us out with that. Because obviously on Google Plus, if you're mobile, you have to have somebody help you. And then we did some Periscope, which we tend to do also for the market and from different locations. We do that. And then after that, we decided to concentrate on Facebook Live because we're convinced that Facebook Live is where we get the most eyeballs, especially mm-hmm. on the replay mode. Mm-hmm. And Betty likes it. So we tend to do a lot of our live streams on Facebook. But what we do is Betty's very picky about doing specific, and I agree with her, specific lives of something of value for people sure. from right. Italy, not just show up and say, oh, well, you know. So we study very much what we do. If you look at the City Belly ones that we did for Bologna and the last one we did in Sicily 2 weeks ago, they're very specific towards the history of the city we're visiting.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, and again, some of the pictures on your website are super cool. And some of them are like cray cray, like the one with the body and the guts like thing. I'm like, what the heck is that? What is that? Well, so tell me about that. What is that?
Well, that basically was there's a museum in Bologna, which goes back to the 17th century, in which they used to specialize in doing anatomic wax models. Uh-huh. So that they could teach the medical students how to operate. Mm-hmm. And this museum in Bologna is fascinating. So obviously, Betty doing the research, she wanted to highlight this. And we went to location and we took the pictures. And then she wrote the whole article about the history of the two people that became famous creating this technique of doing wax models that are so perfect. They're really, I mean, you see the body parts and you're like, wow. And that was to be able to not, you know, not always have to dissect a cadaver and teach people.
Sure.
And it's a very interesting location. In fact, that's the back end of Italy that we like to talk, because everybody's like, oh, you know, Venice and Rome and typical things. We like to do things that are additional to that. If you, there's a lot of that. And there's also recipes, because Betty likes to cook. You know? Mm-hmm. There's a couple of, if you look in there, there's a couple of videos of recipes that she's done with her sisters, which are a lot of fun.
Yes. And she's so adorable too. I've seen some of your videos and really quick, you know, Beth says, ew, guts. It's not disgusting. It's just weird.
No, it's cool. It's kind of impressive. Yeah.
Right? It's impressive. And it's kind of like morbid curiosity. Like, whoa, what the?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like somebody was just murdered and their guts are flying out. It's like a body with an opening and then you could see the inside.
Thing is amazing is that it goes back to 1756, this whole museum that you go into.
Yeah. Well, wait, Leland says Nazim is one of the kings of 360, especially when you can do Italy. So let's hold that thought really quick and talk about 360. Let's really quick go to our sponsor, Archon Mounts. You guys, we were talking about them earlier. Archon Mounts, Aaron from Archon Mounts was on the live stream I did earlier, you know, presenting this. But you guys, if you're not using Archon Mounts, that's ARKON.com. You need to. I carry that big RVTRIXL 11 inch in my purse all the time, so I can put it up at restaurants or wherever we're going that we can actually have it up. And that one on the far right over there, that TW Broadcaster, is what I live stream every day on. I dual broadcast on both Facebook Live and Periscope. This is the best equipment. And if you use the code FITCHSLAP, because you guys probably know on Monday nights I have Vicky Fitch, I have He Said Red Said, or Red Is Always Right, and someone will get Fitch Slapped. So we have the code FITCHSLAP for 20% off anything at Archon. And again, if you guys are dealing with anything dark, they have this new ring light that completely rocks. And Aaron will also be at Social Media Day Denver, and we'll talk a little bit more about some speaking engagement events where you can connect with me and hopefully Nazim if we can guilt him into coming. But definitely want to check out Archon Mounts, you guys. I totally want to check that out. Mia Voss just showed up. She's my MBA in the house. I'm super excited that she's here, and she called you brother because she knows you love her. And Stacy says, hearing this, Nazim, you gotta go cover Damanhur, which I don't know if I said right, the temples of humanity. They have art of every god and goddess in the known world. Seven stories of sacred temples. They are also good about art, and like there's more there, but I can't read it all. So
fantastic. I'll definitely check that out and add it to our list. We have a whole list of tons of stuff that we need to do for the remainder of the year. We just got back from Sicily. We were down in Palermo for a week. And we're coming out with, I think, at least 6 or 7 good articles that we got out of there. The only bad thing is that this last month of May was kind of, there is a little bit, my brother-in-law just passed away. So we kind of like, there was a halt to the whole thing, and we were a little bit recovering from that, but we'll be back online with new stuff very relatively soon.
I'm so sorry about that's hard. Yeah, life can be rough sometimes, but the fact that you guys
big hello and a kiss to my sister Mia in the house.
Mia, MBA. And let's see who else is here. Bill Reed is in the house and said, dude. I assume he's not talking to me because he said, dude. He's
talking to me.
Right, dude. You can call me dude if you want.
He promised me he was coming to come to Milan. He always goes to London.
Who's that? Bill?
Bill Reed, yeah.
Gotcha. Well, Bill, we are so happy that you're here. So, hey. And nothing from Cardiff. JS wants to know if you're doing anything from Cardiff.
No, Cardiff. I went to Cardiff last week for a wedding, a very special wedding of my friend Martin Cheverton, who is a buddy of mine from Google+. And it was the first virtual reality wedding ever.
We already had this conversation about you making me jealous. Like, okay, so tell us about the 360 and the virtual reality wedding. Like, again, your story isn't good enough as it is. You're trailblazing. Now you're doing 360. You're the first VR wedding ever. Go ahead. I'm just going to sit here and be stunned.
Well, no, we just got an Insta 360 for about 3 months ago, just to play around with. It's a good enough camera to do interesting things. It's not a professional high-end level. But we're using it in Kazakhezi to show views of 360 in certain locations of Italy that we find quite appropriate. And people are like, wow, you know, so it's working out quite well. It's good. It's people love it. But I was invited to this wedding 4 months ago. Mm-hmm. And my friend Martin said, yeah, come on, fly. And I said, dude, I'll take a week off. So I took a week off from work. I went to Cardiff. I got back last Sunday. The wedding was last Thursday. Wow. And it was shot with a company called AR. I can't remember. They're out of San Francisco. So it was set up at a very high level. And you could be inside the VR wedding. People from around the world were joining in. And it's the first time ever. And it was covered by the BBC was there to film the whole thing. So I think in August, they're going to be doing some documentary about Cardiff. And there's going to be a segment where we're all in there inside the VR world. Kathy Hack also joined in from, I think she was down in Columbus. You know, she's a VR.
Yeah, she was on the show for AR.
So. So that was quite interesting. And let me tell you, it's a very fascinating world. I like it. I like VR.
It's crazy.
Thanks, JS, for reminding me about that.
Yeah. And we had Robert Scoble on as well at ARVR. Yes. And he is amazing. Like, he was telling us, kind of, yeah, right, Val, we're bowing to Robert Scoble right here.
Great guy.
When you're talking about these wax figures and what they did with the bodies and stuff like that, that we look and see, you know, how they do that with AR and VR stuff, where they were creating those things. And Robert was talking about how you could pretend, you know, you can pretend you lift out this part of the body and stuff just through, it's just so amazing. And then they're going to have this haptic feedback. So you really feel like you're touching it and moving it. And it's like, it's astounding, right?
It's, yeah. One thing, I mean, I had tried it out on a, because also we're doing a project for a company, which is more involved with Google Cardboard, which is a different type of level of VR. Sure. But I had tried it out, the Oculus Rift, and at the wedding, I was able to go inside the wedding, and it's really mind-blowing. It's really, and then we also had set up a room where people outside of the wedding could come in and try them on and join into the festivity of the wedding. Obviously, the VR wedding, once it was finished, it was not an official wedding. It was a wedding preview. And then we went to another location and they got married with a inside a beautiful location. So it was a fantastic, I had a great time in Cardiff. It was a nice break.
Oh, it's so wonderful. I see Jenny Jones is in the house. Mia Voss says, hashtag life of Nazim. I hear you. That's right. I love it. And she said so many of her Google Plus faves are in the house. And it's funny that you're here, Mia, because you are on my list because, you know, when I was stalking Nazim, because stalking is part of my job, you know, during before an interview. And I see, you know, who's the first name that comes up on his Google Plus people that he wants to thank is you. And I was like, you know, you guys know that I love Mia. We have never met in person, but we met originally when I had Courtney Smith Kramer on my show, and she did a little cameo appearance. And then we had Mia on, and Courtney did a cameo appearance. And again, it's just with the virtual world and the live streaming world, we bring in so many people. I've never met you in person, Nazim, but I certainly feel like we have. That I feel like. You know, if I saw you, I would just run and hug you. Like,
I'm also sure about that. Yeah. I really think the whole concept of social media and the fact that we can, with this technology, we can across the world join in and just have conversations or even, you know, bounce back ideas is really incredible. I mean, it's kind of like science fiction, you know, in a way.
It's weird. And it's so fabulous. Like you said, we have like six or seven countries here in the house right now. And we're here, you and I are looking at each other, but they're looking at us, you in Italy, me here in the US, different time zones. It's now what, 4:35 o'clock in the morning there for you? You got up.
Yeah, it's almost five.
For us. Just so you guys know, Nazim got up at 3:30 in the morning to be here in the pre-show and to get on Facebook Live and Periscope and connect. So he is an amazing trooper and a support system.
Thank you.
You know, I am just so grateful that you came. And then I see Jenny Jones wrote VR honeymoon. They want to see the VR honeymoon. I think that's kind of what the guy got when he came in on you and Betty. So and now we can do a virtual reality of people actually doing that to others. Oh my gosh, that is hilarious. Okay, so you know, we talked about me and we talked about, you know, live streaming. So, you know, social media has been a big part of your life, of sharing your life out on Google Plus and stuff. What's currently your favorite social media platform and why?
I really like very much, and we use it quite a lot in Casa Chiesi, is Facebook. The Facebook page is very important. Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And Betty Cures the Pinterest. She loves the Pinterest. Women love Pinterest.
We do.
Oh.
We do.
So she cures that part. But our main core that we tie everything into, obviously, is the website still. Uh-huh. The website is where all the goodies are and the information is, where we, you know, we write, and I think Betty has a very interesting and very nice style of writing in which she makes the stories come out, which what we blog on there quite important. I do too, you know. So both of us together, we the core for us is the website, but obviously on social media. Also, we Twitter I quite like a lot. Snapchat, I ran it with it at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Now we're really transitioning towards Instagram, but I do think I need to get back into Snapchat more because of the fact that a lot of people that follow us and friends want to see quick snaps of Italy on the fly.
So
Periscope is also Periscope is also a tool that we're using in combination with Twitter, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you, because, you know, with the change, of course, when Facebook stories and stuff came out, do you find that because Facebook is such a prime real estate thing for you anyway, that Facebook stories is a great place for you to do quick snaps instead of Snapchat? Do you feel like you need to do them in unison? Like, how do you feel about that?
Well, right now, I do have to say we're a little bit distracted with stories. We have not jumped on the stories bandwagon, I have to confess. And okay. Everybody keeps saying, oh, you know, you really should spend some more time on stories. But, you know, another thing with all of the stuff that we do is that there's so many hours in a day.
And it's not like you guys are sitting home going, hey, what are we going to do today? It's kind of
exactly.
We have three businesses and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And let's see. And I'm getting up at 3 a.m. to do podcasts. And so, you know, and really quick, for those of you guys, I see some other people came in. Tarlise Trainers in the house. Welcome. Leland said Fitch stocked. That's true. That's right. You got Fitch. Stocked. JS says Courtney and Mia are the real Ghostbusters, and Mia can't wait to meet me in Denver. I can't wait to meet my friend. Adam says women have this addiction to Pinterest, and question is Pinterest the new Prozac? Well, you know, the statistics show that men in like Spain are the Pinterest crazy peeps, that they put out their cars and their engines and all this other stuff, like that in Spain, men are the big Pinterest users. So I don't know. I do love my Pinterest though.
I have to say that in Italy, and the statistics are quite clear, Facebook is the big gorilla in the room. It's the king. Everybody is on Facebook. Snapchat, not that much. Snapchat is in Italy is not that intense.
So you're kind of a trailblazer like Chocolate Johnny is in Australia. Like he was
blazing the trail with Snapchat. Chocolate Johnny, you brought up a name.
He's going to be there too at Social Media Day Denver. Oh, now you have to come.
I can't. I have.
Don't say can't. Say how can I? Let me. If Betty was flying across the world crying, you would find a way to get there. We've already established. All right. So we're not as important as Betty. We totally get that. But we would love, love, love to see you there.
In the future, I'm pretty sure that we'll be able to combine some other location for meeting up with all the peeps that you know.
I'm just saying, getting Australia and the rest of us there. I'm just saying, it might be hard, but we are totally in. And if you have something over there, you can just bring us all over.
Yeah, you know, the problem is, and this is very interesting because people have asked me, there's not that many social media venues in Italy. Mm. And my impression, and this is going to be my impression, is because, as you know, maybe the lack of English is a bit of a problem because not everybody, you know, Italy... Not everybody, apart from Milan, there's people speak a lot of English. But if you go to the other parts of Italy, there's not a lot of people that are fluently talk. So maybe that might be a drawback for, you know, social media shows. I think there is some social media presentations. I think there is something Italian-based, but I've never seen a lot of traction on it. So that could be the issue.
We have some other funny comments here. First of all, Charlie Stivers is in the house. Charlie, welcome to the broadcast. Charlie. Appreciate you, my friend. And JS says, MySpace is going to buy Snapchat. I love you, JS. You're always throwing in some
JS is a great guy. Things,
right? Carlos Phoenix is in the house.
Carlos, hey.
Oh, and Charlie says if you come to Social Media Day Denver, he'll take you by the dispensary.
that's very tempting.
Oh my gosh, that is going to be, I'm telling you, it's going to be an epic trip. Adam wants to know, do the Italian noodles get stuck on the iPhone keeping social media from taking off? I told you he's the chat box king. Adam's always got crazy stuff going on. Oh my gosh. Okay, you guys, you put your questions in the chat box for Nazim. For those of you guys who downloaded this podcast, again, thank you for being here. Definitely go check out episode 39 of Vicky Fitch Live, A Fresh Perspective with Italian lifestyle blogger and romantic extraordinaire, Mr. Nazim Beltran. Again, he has given us the most amazing stuff, and we are going to throw up all of his links in the show notes because none of you can probably spell Chiesi. Did I write Chiesi? Because it's Chiesi. C-H-I-E-S-I. Casa Chiesi.
Vicky, you've improved on the pronunciation big time.
See? I'm a fast learner. I'm saying, you tell me, give me 30, 40 tries. And I will dial that baby in. Let's see. We also are going to be talking about Betty's book. She has a book called Eating Heart. And you guys, we are actually giving a copy away today. Nazim is giving you a copy. So I want you to grab the link of this broadcast. I want you to tweet it out on Twitter for us really quick and use the hashtag VFL for Vicki Fitch Live. VFL0531. It's up there on your screen right now. VFL0531. Hashtag it right now. Share out the link. We want people to check out Nazim. This has been a fun broadcast, first of all, and funny and romantic. And I hear from the back room there, Miss Stacy has some connections at the Hallmark Channel. So I just want on the record, if this movie comes out, we want some street cred back here at the Vicki Fitch Live production. We want some street cred for getting the story, the most romantic story ever, in there. And Mia Voss says, follow Casa Chiesi for real. And Charlie threw down the gauntlet with the dispensary visit. And Mia calls it Casa Cheesy. Yeah. Tish says she did share it out. And Stacy has a question for you, though. She says, aren't you worried building Facebook as a cornerstone for live casting risks them jacking up the cost to play like they did with biz pages eventually? They hook you when it's new, then it's all, and I can't read it, I don't know, then it's all pay to play. So she wants to know what your opinion is on that. Seeing as
that's a good point. No, that's a very good point. That's a very good point in the sense that as we all know, we're using all these instruments that are free, even YouTube channel and all that stuff. And tying into them, eventually the rules and the game can eventually change. So you can find yourself, as Stacy is mentioning, in a situation where, you know, you say, uh-oh, we're going to have to, you know, go somewhere else with this. It's not something that makes me lose my sleep, because at the end of the day, the fact that we can repurpose our video content, we also repurpose it on YouTube, and then we repurpose it on our website, is fine for us right now. So, but yes, it is a good point in the sense that, you know, right now all these tools are free, but who knows what will change in the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's a good point, you know, that things can change. But again, if you're building that base, right, and you have been spread out on other platforms, like you said, you're using Facebook Live, you're using some Snapchat, you're using some Twitter, some Periscope, you know, spreading yourself out. You're obviously using Pinterest. And, you know, you guys have this whole website that's there and designed for people. And Betty, like you said, does some recipes. She loves that. So tell us about the book. Now, she wrote the book. Why did she write it? When did she write it? And what's it about?
That's a great question. She wrote it roughly 7 years ago, if I remember correctly. And it was a project where she involved a graphic designer, a friend of hers, to do this. It's a very beautiful book. And then she involved Tosca, her friend who was living in Austin, who used to live in Milan and was a fashion photographer and who has a fantastic eye. And she had this idea where she was in the book, it's not only recipes, there's menus for summer and menus for winter, but there's always a story related to each menu. And it revolves around family members, and it also around people that she's met in the fashion business. There's one story with the Rosita Missoni, the owner of Missoni. So it's a very nice book, and the only problem that happened is that she did the mock-up of the book, mm-hmm. and then she went to the United States and also in Europe to try to find an editor. And everywhere she went, even with Tosca and other people, they would always say the book is wonderful, but you're not famous. You're not a star. You're not a famous personality. And that's the only way we can push a book like this. Uh-huh. So that really frustrated her, and she got very upset, and she said, I'm tossing this in the garbage. And I said, no, you're not. No, you're not. You are going to, we're going to self-publish this. So we've self-published it on Blurb. Yeah, we self-publish it on Blurb, and we have also done an iPad version, because the problem with self-publishing is that it becomes quite expensive, because it's an illustrated book. Mm-hmm. It's not a book that you can do on the Kindle and do it quickly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a full-fledged illustrated photography book also. So we've published it on Blurb. It does have a price that's a little bit high, you know. But we also decided to do an iPad version, which is also is much cheaper, and you can download that from the iTunes store.
Sure. Yeah. And
But the funny thing for me was to close the whole. I said, no, you have to finish this, because if not, it's going to always be what if. And once it was published, she was super happy. You know, she was super happy.
And that, and like I said, look, I'm going to go back to this little romantic part of me. And by the way, Mr. Mark Gaywith is in the house. Mark, welcome to the broadcast. Appreciate being here. That you go back to the whole support system of how you two have been, you know, you've supported each other. I mean, after the fact that she flew off crying, then, you know, you guys turned everything around and have been so uber supportive of each other. And I love that. Yeah. Even when we watch you, she looks a little shyer on camera than you do, of course. Yes. Yeah. She's a little more subdued, but you know, you can see the love and the trust between the two of you. It's a really precious relationship.
That's a very good point, Vicky. Yeah. In fact, Casa Chiesi as a project, a lot of people at the beginning were like, you know, how are you guys going to make money? What's this all about? And it's a great idea. I think apart from the money issue of down the road, which we'll see where that goes, we're not really too concerned about that because for us, it's a project that unites us very much. It's about us. It's about the love we have for this country, for each other, for exploring. It gives us a reason to go and visit more places in Italy.
Definitely.
And I think it's a sort of project that we want to take down the road so that when we retire, okay, now we got all this great content and, you know, and take it from there.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of therapy. For
us. Yeah. And it's a write-off too. You guys are doing something with it. It makes all of your trips a write-off, which I totally love. Yeah. I mean, at least it would be in the States. I don't know what the rules are over there.
Here, it's the same.
I love it. And Mia says, don't let her fool you. Betty is a firecracker. Mia's letting the dog out there. She's like, oh, yeah.
But you know what? It's very good. Initially, she was very camera shy. She said, I don't know if I want to. But once she got into it, you can tell when she does the live that she enjoys it. Awesome. And we have a very good combination.
Oh.
The only thing that everybody keeps saying, oh, we want to hear Betty speak in Italian. And she says, no, I'm doing English.
Uh-huh. But she has quite an accent, though.
Yeah, she does.
So a lovely accent.
She has a lovely accent. And then she, once in a blue moon, jumps into the Italian, which is fun.
I haven't heard that part yet. Well, maybe I did when she was talking to somebody when she was doing a recipe once. It seemed like I heard her go, you know, flitter off there in Italian for a minute. I love it. Oh my gosh. And let's see. Carlos Phoenix says, I love you, bro. So, you know, people are here, fans. And if you guys haven't shared this broadcast out yet, and you're finding some value here, please share it out. Definitely click that link and you still have a chance to grab the link for here and share it out on Twitter for us using the hashtag VFL for Vicky Fitch Live 051 or 0531, which is our date for today. So VFL 0531. Use that hashtag, grab the link for this, share it out on Twitter, and you guys can win at the end of the show, which we have about 10 more minutes. We're at the end of the show. We're actually going to be doing a live drawing here on Tweet.
Wow.
So, right? See, we run a tight ship here.
I like it.
we're trying to definitely bring Italy to the people that are watching the show and show them what an amazing guy you are, what an amazing guest, and we so appreciate you being here. Now, do you ever do any speaking engagements yourself, Nazim, besides your live streams?
Nope.
Is that a nope and I'm never going to, or nope, I haven't?
No,
but,
no, yeah. I would really love to, but I've never thought of, you know, it's somebody mentioned that before, said, you know, you should really go on the speaking circuit. And I'm like, already running a business in Milan, running down to the coast. I don't know where I can do that.
Fit it in.
But maybe down the road when I retire, as I get closer to retirement age.
When are you thinking of retiring? Like if you had to pick, do you guys have a plan of when your retirement will be?
We're roughly looking 8 years from now.
8 years. Yeah. And the retirement is going to look very similar to, I think, what you're doing now, just more of Casa Chiesi.
I think you're right. We're very lucky in the sense that we live in the city of Milan, which is central North Italy. So we have the coast. So we have a place down on the coast, which is about an hour and a half away. And we also have a house in the country, which is another hour away. So we have all these facilities that make life quite enjoyable.
Yeah. Well, and it's lovely. Like I said, the way you guys put it together. Mia says, but he does the don't tell my mother bit in Italian.
Now,
share that with us. I got to know. I got a sidebar for that one.
That is very true. I forgot to mention that. I do go on stage.
Okay.
I'm very good. One of our clients is Rai Television, which is kind of like NBC, Italian television station. And after working with them for so many years, for most of, you know, we do web stuff for them, I became very good friends with some personalities that have radio shows and TV shows over there. Mia's met one of them. Uh-huh. And one of them invented a show called Don't Tell My Mom, which basically is done at a club here in Milan, in which you get 7 minutes to go on stage and tell a story that your mom never told your mom. Mm. So I've been on stage five times with five very intriguing.
Different stories?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Where's the live stream of those? I want to see that.
I cannot do them.
Why?
Because they don't let us do them.
They won't let you live stream your own show?
No, because it's covered by this thing because the television is kind of involved with it and they want to control it. So they get filmed, but they get put on another channel, but they don't get live streamed.
So if you bring Mia and I over, Mia and Courtney and I, you have to bring all three of us as the trio, right? Because we're the Baywatch Bays. And when you do that, Mia will distract them. I will totally do the live stream. So I'll take the brunt, right?
Somebody else can do a live stream, but I can't. You know, we're not allowed to do it.
Mia, we got to do this. We got to fly over and check it out and catch this.
It's a lot of fun because and people say my stories are really, really good. They're quite strange. They're quite interesting stories. One story revolves the fact that I, by mistake, I burned $3,000 in the country's. I put it in the country stove by mistake.
That's a true story.
It's a true story.
Holy crap!
And my mom doesn't know about it. But luckily, the great part of the story is that we were able to recover everything for some strange reason because it was not totally burnt.
And you were able to trade it in.
But it's a hilarious story. And I tell it on stage and people say I'm really good at it. Oh. No, I'm not scared of going on stage, but the speaking portion of it would be, yeah, I could speak as a blogger.
I love it. I think we got to put this together. I think we do. And Mia wrote Baywatch hits Milan. I hear, yeah, the BAE, you know, the Baywatch Bays do Milan. I love it. I think we could totally rock that. And Adam says the trio needs their doctor to ensure no one chokes on the gelato.
Kind of hard to choke on gelato, Adam.
Don't be bursting his bubble either. What's up with you and the bubble bursting today? Nazeem, you are fantastic. Well, let's touch base really quick. We're talking about speaking engagements. So we've been talking a lot about Social Media Day Denver. So you guys, if you are in the area, if you're in the States, or if you are smart, get to Social Media Day Denver on June 30th. Like I said, the list of people that will be there is we're hopefully adding Nazeem through guilt, you know, guilt by association for sure. I will be there speaking. Mia Voss, Courtney Smith Kramer, Brian Kramer, Joel Kalm, I already said Mia. See my Embe, she comes up twice. Kim Garst, Aaron Sell, Leslie Nance. I mean, the whole list, it's such a big list. Oh, Chocolate Johnny is going to be there. So this is a powerhouse packed event with multiple countries. Amazing. So again, we're trying to get Mr. Italy on over and hopefully we'll guilt him in. But if you guys use the code Vicky at socialmediadaydenver.com, use the code Vicky, you get $10 off. And just as a quick reminder, as another jump to another country, I will also be speaking at the Social Media Conference in New Zealand. You guys can see right there in Sky City in Auckland on September 15th and 16th. I would love, think about that, you guys. You could get a trip, you know, write it off, go get some social media knowledge. I'll be speaking there. Chocolate Johnny's going to be there as well. So will Samantha, the tweeting goddess. I mean, again, a whole nother mess of fantastic people. And who doesn't want to go check out New Zealand? And the weather is beautiful. So hopefully you guys will come check those out. We'll have those links in the show notes. And for those of you, again, who downloaded the podcast, we really appreciate you. Check out episode 39 of Vicky Fitch Live, A Fresh Perspective with Mr. Nazeem Beltran, because he is the bomb. .com and has brought a little bit of Italy to us today. So Nazeem, tell us, what is the best way for people to reach you? Like how I know we want them to follow Casa Chiesi.
Okay.
I want to get my Italian on right now. So say it to me with your accent.
Casa Chiesi.
That was I want the drama. Give me some
casa
drama.
Chiesi. Dobbiamo andare a casa Chiesi. Tutti devono andare lì. Va bene.
Are you in love, guys? Are you listening to Mr. Italian over there? Like, rocking is Italian. So we will put the link because it's CASACHIESI.com, right?
Right, correct, correct.
And so again, loaded with really, really cool stuff. And if you guys haven't, this is your last chance. Grab that link, the hashtag, grab the link of the show here, put it on Twitter, use the hashtag VFL0531. This is your last chance before we do the drawing in just a couple of minutes. So grab it, share it out so people know about this broadcast and they can get connected with. I mean, we've talked about all kinds of stuff tonight, romance and love story and Hallmark Channel and private don't tell your mama stories and live streaming and Blab and WeKiki. I mean, gosh, the list goes on.
WeKiki. It's good that you brought up WeKiki, which not too many we know about, but not too many people, the people from Blab might not know about. And it's WeKiki, which is run by Kiki Shear.
Kiki's going to be on the show in a few weeks.
She's fantastic. She's doing a great job over there. There's a little bit, still got some little slight tweaks, but I think it's a great platform.
And it looks just like Blab, but she Kikified it, right? And so we got, it's WeKiki, KIKI.party. Now, we don't tell everybody all the time because she's trying to work out the bugs without breaking the platform, but go check it out. Jump on.
Another point I wanted to bring up about the platform is that it's less trolls than in Blab. It's very anti-troll. She does a really good job with that. So,
we're excited to have her on the show and talk about that whole, because that Blab community, I mean, seriously, it has spurred so many amazing relationships. That's where I met Joel Kalm when he Blabjacked me the first time. That's where I met you and Anthony Conklin and,
Anthony also, yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, there was just so many people that I really met there originally. And then, of course, people like Stacy Lynn and Randall that I got to spend time with there, even though we had met actually on Periscope. Adam wrote, it's the who's who of social media day, of social media at Social Media Day Denver. And Charlie says he's going to be there. Oh, Mia says Charlie will be the Charlie, AKA Charlie's Angel style, because Mia, Courtney and I are all the, we're Charlie's Angels. So we're going to be filming an episode of something. We're not even sure what, but it's going to be good. That's all I have to say. It is going to be really good. Leland says Kiki's doing an awesome job. Melissa Reyes, Ms. Liz is back in the house. And so Nazim, what else do you want to share with people? Like, if you had to say one more thing to him, say, hey, this is, this is who I am. This is what I want you to do. Like, what do you want people to do? Can they actually
basically people to check us out over at Kazakiezi. Join up on the newsletter where it's a monthly newsletter. Where we're not pushing any agendas of it. It's just a love. The book is occasionally mentioned, but if people are interested in the book, but it's more to see what we're doing over here. And also if anybody wants to come on over, just ping us and ask us questions about Italy.
Yeah.
And, because I know a lot of people are intrigued about Italy. They're not able to come over, and because it's not easy to fly all the way over here and spend, 2 weeks or whatever. So we also love to show Italy to the folks that, don't have that possibility. There's a lot of fans that we have that I know that they're like, they have health related issues and they can't fly over. So we just like to make, lighten up their days by showing them what we think is quite interesting about Italy. And just give us love over there, and also our Facebook page. And that's all we want right now,
Well, and it's not much to ask either. I mean, those are some great things. And like I said, when you go to the website, guys, and we will put it in the show notes, but when you go over there, the pictures are amazing. The blog posts are great. I mean, it's so interesting. It is not boring at all. I mean, I was just looking through the pictures. I was like, whoa, what is that? I mean, I just would like, I felt like I was in Italy. Like I got, and the pictures are really good there. Yeah. And I mean, they're just so well, you're really drawn in. So, it creates a lot of,
I think it's a very, we think it's a very nice, nice website. We might do some restyling when I find some time towards the end of the year, but the content is
in between my 3 a.m. podcast calls, my speaking engagements, my don't tell your mama, the list is so long, but he's going to get up at 2 a.m. and go try and stylize the website a little bit different. But again, you've done such a fabulous job, and
thank you.
So appreciative of your being here. You know, we always have a quote of a favorite quote to share, but you didn't have one listed out. So we pulled one from my girl, Mia Voss, because I talked about travel because she's a luxury travel blogger and she's one of your friends. And, you know, I think Randall's going to put it up because I actually didn't write it down. There we go. Live large, have fun. Mia Voss. That's what it's all about, right? So she likes to fly over. Mia flies all over the world, so she makes me jelly too. But I love my MBay. I love you. You are, again, I feel like I have gotten such a rare treat here because you're so fun, and I hope that you've enjoyed your time here today.
I really thank you very much for inviting. Even when it's early in the morning, I looked at it like way back. I said, No, I want to be on the show, definitely. And I'm super happy for the invite. And I'm also very happy for everybody who's showing up and giving us their love here on the platform.
So many hearts and shares and comments. And Leland says, a great show. It was a trip back to the Blab days. And Carlos says, when can I visit Italy to see you? And, you know, I mean,
he's got an open invite.
And well, Adam says he wants to know, as you're the last thing that you're bringing up here, if this was your last day on earth, Nazim, wisdom would you share?
What wisdom? Okay, I got it. Be positive, be good to people, expand your love and your personal experiences in a positive way always, and open doors and open your heart to everybody. Don't just be, you know, closing stuff and jealousies, and we don't need that in today's world, especially with the times that we're going through.
So let's just use hashtag be like Nazim. That'll just cover it all, right? Be romantic, be kind, be loving, be, encourage people, share with people, because that's what you are, that you are one of the neatest people. And I can't wait to actually meet Betty. We've never actually even live streamed. I mean, I've seen her. I don't know that she's ever seen me, but I would love to meet her someday. I'm so looking forward to coming there. We're going to wrap up the show really quick, guys. I am going to do the tweet draw really quick. So if there's anything that you, Leland just used the hashtag be like Nazim. If you want to share any one other thing, I forgot, I got to pull this up really quick. So Nazim, I have to pull up tweet draw. So you talk for a second and keep them entertained.
Sure. Anyway, folks, thanks for dropping by, and it was a pleasure. The sun's coming out over here.
Oh, so cool.
It's getting to be 5:15, and tomorrow, today's another work important work day that I got to deal with. Since I took a week off in Cardiff, I put some stuff on the back burner that I got to pick up. But then Friday's a day off here in Italy, because that's the great thing about Italy, a lot of holidays.
Another reason to go visit Italy, and why it was not so hard for Nazim to move from Florida to Italy, because it's a 4-day work week instead of a 5, right?
Exactly.
Or is it 3-day work week? No.
This one, no. It's 4. It's a Friday's off. But there is a lot of there. That's one of the advantages of Italy. There's a lot of summer. We get 3 weeks off in August. Christmas is nice. 15 days, Easter, and then in between you got all the religious holidays. You know, we got the Pope over here.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And you got your own connection. We got the Nazim connection to the Pope. So Let me tell you who our winner is, and it is Ms. Melissa Reyes is our winner. So congratulations, Melissa. Send me a message on Facebook Messenger and we will get the deets we need to take care of that for you.
Excellent. I think she's going to enjoy it.
Oh, I'm certain. I'm feeling very jealous right now, just so you know, just feeling jealous. Not that I could have won anyway, but I feel jealous. It's a good jealousy. Don't get me wrong. I'm jealous of Nazim. I'm jealous of Mia. You know, I have a lot of jealousy going on, but it's all good jealousy. You know, it's really hashtag jelly, which is non-jealous jealousy.
So just go ahead and put that in your dictionary. So anyway, so let's do a quick wrap up, you guys. Super excited. Nazim was a fantastic guest. I'm sure you guys agree. Put a one in the chat box if you do. Adam calls it the hashtag positive Nazim effect. I love it. I love it. I love it. And we are going to talk about our next show, Vicky Fitch Live. As you guys know, the first Wednesday of the month is the Evict the Bully in Your Head series for a new book I have coming out. I have Miss Irma Mosspan. You guys probably don't know Irma. Irma's somebody I know from my Creative Memories days. You want to talk about a story of trial and tragedy that she turned into some mega triumph. You don't want to miss this. From eating disorders to emotional challenges to coming to this country, not speaking a word of English, and turning herself into a major rock star in the direct sales industry. You will love hearing about Irma Mosspan. I also have The Hunt for He, you guys, ends today. It's your last chance. If you want to be the he, if you want to be the new he in my life, you can go to hesaidredsaid.com and click the link that says that you're interested in being the new he. We have June booked up. We'll be contacting some people to do the final show at the last week of June, because you guys will help us pick the new he on He Said, Red Said, where red is always right. So we also have next week, we have Mr. Mark Gaywith, who was in the house a little while ago. I don't know if he is, but Mark is joining us, the speaker, golfer, father, and husband of Dot Live, the Dot Live dynasties. That's what I'm going to call it, because I do, by the way, have Vicky Fitch Dot Live, and we'll be talking about the Dot Lives next week on the show. And Mark, I hope, is going to also be at Social Media Day Denver. I think that's a great place for him to be with all of the rock stars in the social media space. And we want to make sure that you guys can contact Nazim anytime you want. We're going to be putting up his information here so you guys can contact him. You can see here, we've got his website. We've got his way to contact him on Facebook, Twitter. It's pretty much, except for LinkedIn, it's Casa Chiesi. I'm still going to throw in my Yeezy. I got my extra syllables or my extra enunciation, but definitely take a screenshot of this. Nazim is a rock star. We got the CasaChiesi.com and also EatingHeart.com, where you can get Betty's cookbook and, well, her book of stories and food. That's what Italians are about. You know, my mama always used to say it's about food and you know, getting together, and it's family, and that's what it's all about. And I love that part. And for those of you guys who don't know me, I'm going to introduce myself really quick. Guys, hello. My name is Vicky Fitch. I am a direct sales expert. I've been in the industry 20 years, top 10 sales and recruiting internationally for more than a decade. I've also built and sold 4 companies. I am an author, a speaker, and an international business consultant helping you get outside the 5,000 to turn your passion into your profits. If you want to connect with me, you can go to VickyFitch.com. That's V-I-C-K-I, F as in Frank, I-T-C-H.com. If you want a free consultation, do /20. I would love to connect with you. Also, you can go to VickyFitch.com/biz and get in on some of the specials we talked about tonight, the rock stars, the 30-day challenge that we're doing, and some other really cool stuff that I can help you out with. I appreciate each and every one of you. I do live stream every day. I do a broadcast on Facebook Live and Periscope, typically at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And I hope that you will join me. I hope you'll also be here on our next broadcast on Monday and Wednesday nights. And until next time, I want to remind you, like I always do, to dream it, believe it, and achieve it. Ciao.